Now for more on the downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 in territory held by pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. President Obama spoke today about the tragedy, noting the fact that yesterday's disaster wasn't the first time a plane had been shot down in the region. At least two other military aircraft have been recently shot down. And while American officials say a surface-to-air missile destroyed the civilian jet, they are not yet explicitly saying who did it. Jonathan Beal is BBC defense correspondent. He joins us from London. And Jonathan, let me just begin with the most straightforward question. Is what the president says matching what you're hearing?
I think it does. I think, having said that, nobody is saying anything stronger publicly. And indeed, a lot of countries at the moment are not going as far as saying that because they do need to establish the fact, and they're pressing for this independent UN-led investigation. That's certainly the case of Britain, a number of other Western countries now. But all the evidence suggests that you look at the, you know, just looking at things such as the spread of the wreckage and the fact that there are, you know, uncorroborated reports that there was chatter between Russians, intelligence officials, and between Russian separatist rebels about the downing of an aircraft. It looks like all the evidence points towards a missile, a surface-to-air missile being used to knock out this aircraft. And I think that most people are probably working on that assumption, though, as I said, being careful not to apportion blame yet, even though Australia's Prime Minister has, essentially, but most countries reserving judgment because they want to get all the facts first. Mm.
Now, you mentioned the conversation, the recorded conversation that was released by the Ukrainian government. We actually have some tape of that here. This is a recording of a phone call, again, that the Ukrainian government say it intercepted. And they say that the voices that we're about to hear are pro-Russian separatists and a Russian military officer speaking to each other. So let's listen briefly. And in this tape, Jonathan, as you mentioned, again, according to Ukrainian officials, the pro-Russian separatist is saying that they've shot down a plane. I take your point that this is uncorroborated as of yet. Is there any possibility, given what little we know, that this could have been a mistake?
I think, you know, to be honest, the likelihood is it probably was a mistake. And that recording, the second part of that conversation, which is not between a Russian official, intelligence official, and a rebel commander, but between two, it seems, rebels, separatists, pro-Russian separatists, talks about the casualties, saying that they're civilian, which suggests that they didn't think that they were firing at a civilian airliner. But of course, these are things that will have to be looked at along with what's in the black box. And that's a question still unanswered. Where are those black boxes? There was some suggestion that the pro-rebel separatists were taking them to Moscow. It's not clear that's the case. And clearly other people, including the United States, independent observers want to get on the ground to look at all the evidence and to find out exactly what happened. But of course, there's also military intelligence analysts will be looking at satellite imagery, which would show if the surface-to-air missile was used and where that was fired from. They could look at the ultraviolet plumes that would result from a launch.
So, Jonathan, I mean, now the question, one thing that many military analysts have been discussing in the past day is what type of weapon system could have done this. And one that keeps coming up, one name that keeps coming up is the Buk, which is a surface-to-air missile system that is capable of launching missiles up to an altitude of more than 70,000 feet. What do we know about who has that missile system in eastern Ukraine?
Well, it's a Russian developed and built weapon system. It's an air defense system that has a radar on top. It also has normally four surface-to-air missiles. So we know Russia has that. We know Ukraine has that too. So the suspicion is that it would have been the origin of this weapon system, if indeed it was responsible for shooting down the airliner, would have been from a military power, and that's likely to be Russia or Ukraine.
Do we know if the rebels in eastern Ukraine,
if they had the system, they would have had to have got it from somebody, and they would have had to have been trained, and it would have been unlikely that rebels, people who aren't professional soldiers, would have the wherewithal to use a system like that, and indeed probably wouldn't have had a system like that unless they'd been given it.
Now, have there been reports of one of these more sophisticated Buk surface-to-air missile systems being, you know, moved across the border in any way, shape, or form in eastern Ukraine?
The Ukrainians, and again, this is, you know, this is somebody who has a dog in the fight, if you like. They're saying that there was that they spotted a Buk rocket launcher in Ukraine, on Ukrainian territory, where the rebels were operating, and that indeed they have then released video, which they say shows a Buk system, one of these tracked vehicles, going back on a lorry with a number of missiles having been fired or not present on that vehicle. Now, to be honest, this hasn't been corroborated. This is what the Ukrainians say. And I think, you know, there'll have to be a lot more than just the Ukrainians' word for this to be presented as fact. But it does suggest that this weapon system has been in the region. You can't, though, then conclude that it was definitely responsible for firing down the Malaysian airliner.
Well, given all of these very important questions and this mountain of unknowns, we're also facing the reality of a crash site which is basically unsecured right now. We don't yet have an international investigative team there. So with every passing hour and day, it may become harder to answer these questions.
There's an issue here about knowing all the facts. There's also an issue here about Western governments in particular, like the United States, like Britain, trying to work out what would they do? What would be their response if they knew for sure that Russia was in any way involved in this? And you know, that's not an easy question probably to answer immediately. You're going to have to think long and hard about that. So, yes, I think people are reserving judgment and waiting to find out the facts. They will find out the facts. It won't be a mystery, I think, for long. But they've got to work out what their response will be when they present those facts, well, as fact, as not just sort of circumstantial evidence, but as known knowns.
Jonathan Beale is a defense correspondent for the BBC, speaking to us from London. Jonathan, thank you.
Cheers.